This is Kid Clit, and welcome to episode 30 of the Pussy Centipede. This is the craziest episode yet. I know I promised last time that we'd get to Dr. Kitties and Paul Joseph Watson building a centipede, but I lied, man. This is a time jump. We jumped ahead a year to the year 2020. Now let's get going, right? Get right into the story.
I am Jane Pussyface for BBC News. President Sakae Coxman has announced he is building a global centipede.
That's right. In the year 2020, global millionaire Dickian Sucka Coxman, he became president. He beat Trump in a landslide with his vice president, Lena Dunham. And now he's being interviewed on CNN. By Brian Stelter. So, Brian Stelter, a fat, putrid beach ball who looked like a balding Jabba the Hutt, rolled into the room, leaving a trail of slime behind him.
So, President Sucka Coxman, what are your plans for 2020? How are you going to undo what President Trump did? I'm Brian Stelter. I'm a fat, ugly piece of shit scumbag. Answer my questions.
Well, said President Dickian Sucka Coxman, first off, I'm going to make sure that notorious criminal Doctor of Kitties is executed. A life sentence in prison is not enough for him, in my opinion. I am going to change every law until he is killed. Doctor of Kitties ruined my life. As you can see when you look at me. And Brian Stelter looked at him. And all, he saw him. Dickian Sucka Coxman wasn't a man. He was a pair of brown, low-rise, boot-cut jeans with a face drawn on it.
How did you become a pair of boot-cut jeans, President Sucka Coxman?
Well, back when me and Dr. Kitties were in college. He convinced me that I'd be cool and lose my virginity if I let him surgically transform me into a pair of low-rise boot-cut jeans. They were all in at the time. And this is why I've decided to pass a law. Starting January 22nd, everyone in America must wear low-rise boot-cut jeans. There'll be no debate about this. My bootcut bill will pass, as my cum party has the Senate and the House.
I don't know about that, said Brian Stelter. I'm too much of a fat peach ball to fit into a pair of low-rise bootcut jeans. I'd spill over like a tsunami of fatness.
I don't care, Brian Stelter. I'm going to have you imprisoned and executed then. Get the fuck out of my face.
No!
And then Dickian Sucka Coxman's presidential guards, they came in and they dragged Brian Stelter away. They cut his dick, his balls off, stuffed it in his mouth until he choked on his own dick and balls, and he was like, ah! And then Cabinet Secretary and General of the Army, Jeff Buckley, came in. Hi, Jeff Buckley. What do you have to tell me today? Are our plans for a global centipede going along properly?
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya?
I don't know what that means, Jeff Buckley. Does that mean you've enacted the Global Centipede Plan? My plan to attach all 9 planets in the solar system ass to mouth, creating one global galactical centipede.
It goes like this, the 4th, the 5th, said Jeff Buckley. The minor fall and the major lift, and it's broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get out of here, Jeff Buckley. You're not the presidential strategist of global domination anymore. You're fired. Go drown in a river.
Okay. I'm out of here. I'm Jeff Buckley. I have so many octaves in my throat.
All right. Oh, no. What's going on? All right, man. That concludes our time jump episode of the Pussy Centipede. Give you a little taste of the future, the year 2020. When President Dickie and Sucks a Coxman is president, and Dr. Kitties is obviously in prison, man. Next time, we'll be going back to the present timeline, and you'll see the events, or hear about the events that led up to this terrible, scary future. Until then, stay cool, Pussy Centipede fans, and make sure to share with your friends, alright? I'm Kid Clit, and I'm out.